You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
I'm Terry Stacy. Glad you're here with us this morning. And I'm also thankful to our good friends at B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. They are the professionals in the big black trucks. They're local. They're family. Everything I love. You can find them at bigblacktrucks.com. Do it today. They'll answer your call if something goes wrong. It's time to bring in Mel McMahon and her Indiana Originals. Hello, Mel.
Good morning, Terry.
What in the world are you wearing that's so beautiful?
Isn't this cool? So I am wearing, this is wearable
art.
Very
colorful.
It's by a woman named Peggy Wells, and it's a one-of-a-kind, it's kind of like, if you're thinking like a jacket, like a kimono, like it is just so cool. I'm wearing a black dress. This totally dresses it up.
Stand up so I can see you. Here. Stand up so I can see the whole thing. Does it go long?
Yeah, it's just below my waist.
Okay, just below your waist, and the colors are magnificent. They're turquoise, and they're yellow, and it's just a beautiful pattern. It is art.
And we will have a picture of this on our Indiana Originals Facebook page for sure. And you know who inspired me to wear this today?
Who?
Our guest.
Oh, and I see her. She's also wearing something beautiful and colorful.
Let me tell you, she looks good every single day. Joan Carney of Lily's Wearable Art Studio, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, you're welcome, Mel.
Every day, Terry. Every day. She looks fabulous.
Well, she was destined to be in fashion. She's a beautiful lady.
So let's talk about how you got into fashion, Joan. What sparked your interest in it?
Well, first of all, I think I was a shy girl, believe it or not.
You wouldn't know that now.
You wouldn't know it now. However, I could express myself by what I wore. And my older sister and I had different tastes. So I ended up talking to my father and saying, Dad, do I have to wear Judy's clothes?
Oh, you got her hand-me-downs.
I got her hand-me-downs, and I'm like, oh, not another one. So he said, well, of course. He said, what would you like to do it? I said, I'd like to sew like my mom sews. And so, about sewing, I ended up at the foot of my mother's sewing machine, and I was encouraged to do my own thing, and in the fourth grade, I managed to make all my clothes one of a kind.
Wow.
And that kind of brought me out of my shy state because people would notice and I wouldn't have to talk too much about me.
So, yeah, you just talk about the clothes.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. That's a good story.
So did you have education for fashion or learning how to clothe? Like, did you study it at all? Or
no, actually, I did it on my own. My mother never sewed from scratch. She mended and she altered to me, yes. And then I just decided I would learn and follow patterns. And I bought Vogue patterns and went to Marshall Fields in the expensive bin department and spent my babysitting money and ended up just, you know, people were noticing what I wore and I was known for an artistic eye.
That's a God-given talent. That's a God-given talent. Mm-hmm. It is. You didn't have to go to school. And you were just born with it.
I was born with that. However, it does help to have a little ambition.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And
definitely.
My family was hardworking. And so I saved my money and bought my clothes and ended up with a degree in art history.
Oh.
My parents traveled a lot. And so they would bring me clothes back from Japan later on. If we were good girls, we got, you know, presents after they got back. So I learned all about other countries. I grew up in an ethnic neighborhood. And so,
and where are you from?
From Milwaukee. Right. And when I moved down to Indianapolis, I didn't know anybody here. And so...
So why did you come?
Well, I came because of past experience and a fella that I had dated in the past. And
it's always a guy that brings you here. We hear that story often. Well, I followed a guy. That's where my husband was from. Yeah. But it becomes home.
Yes. I wanted to meet people. And so I was encouraged to start a store.
Hang on. I want to go to this real quick. So most people, you know, when they're new to an area, they want to meet people. Maybe they join the YMCA. Or, you know, like a club at church. But you decided to own a fashion boutique instead.
I kept the contacts with artisans because I used to go to all the art shows. And once a year I would travel and I was a big travel person. I saved my money by using air miles to travel places. So when I started the store, I did it all on a Visa.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yes. And at the end of the year, I had enough to travel. And then I traveled to another country, actually, sometimes all by myself. I was very adventuresome.
Wow.
Yeah. And with the art history background and my parents traveling and bringing me clothes and getting noticed and whatever, I became more confident. And I would pick up the next square foot in the store that I could handle. And I started with 800 square feet and ended up with 3,200 square feet.
Wow.
Yeah. And really working really hard doing fashion shows for nonprofits. Artisans don't make a lot of money, but they are given talent and they need to use it. So today, a long time ago, I was mentored by Mrs. Gorbachev's designer.
Wow.
Yes. One of the gals that did the White House wedding dress for President Reagan's daughter, and she took me under her wing. And then another gal who worked at Ayers in the fashion or whatever, she also did. So I was mentored. I was very lucky, and they knew that I could be more out of the box, as they said.
Mm-hmm.
I originally was a little more hesitant, but they pushed me, and I took their advice.
Because your store in Zionsville was unlike anything else around.
Yes. Well, it was because I started the concept of wearable art. It's timeless. It's not necessarily trendy. It's investment dressing, and I believed in it because, like what Mel is wearing, it's Van Gogh irises on the back. That's museum work. And I became...
Oh, there we go.
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
I became friends of the people around the world, actually, that were helping me. And fashion show after fashion show got me to where, you know, I had a career and I could travel. Once a year, I went as far as Uzbekistan to see the Suzani work.
I don't even know what you just said. That sounds amazing.
It does sound amazing. You know, it sounds very impressive. Even if it's not true, it sounds impressive.
It sounds impressive.
It's absolutely true.
So, Joan, you had your store for 20 years. Now you do a lot of fashion shows. You still do private appointments with people. What kind of advice would you give to somebody who is interested in the fashion world or is thinking about opening up their own boutique?
Well, I would say, first of all, learn what people think you have a talent for, and you have to believe that as well. So if you combine what you have a passion for, not necessarily know you can do it, but if you have a goal of helping somebody, and I wanted to help the artisans because that's a very difficult way to make a living. Mm-hmm. And so with the fashion shows that I was doing, I got to promote them and meet them, make friends with them. Now they're clients of mine. Now I'm known in the industry. And I will be doing the fashion show for the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, my goodness.
Wonderful.
Yeah, which was a real honor for me. That will be in October on the 5th.
Ooh, we'll have to have you back to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You're a success. You know, you have found success. You have.
People say, oh, isn't that lucky? And I look back on it and I think, well, try to learn what you think you're good at. Work like a little devil. Right. It makes people happy. It makes you happy. And go for it.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of hard work. And you've been in business for decades now. We appreciate your wisdom. We appreciate your fashion. And thank you for making me feel beautiful today.
Well, you are beautiful. Aww. Inside and out.
She's so sweet.
Inside and out. And she could be my daughter. I've adopted her a long time ago.
I think that's it. You picked a good one. You picked a good one.
She helps me not wear all black every day.
Yeah. You know, we all need a little color in our lives. And sometimes it's an adventure to reach out and add color. It's hard for some people. I love color.
And if you want to learn more about Lily's Wearable Art Studio, you can find more info at IndianaOriginals.com. And you can sign up for her mailing list there, too, to find out when she's having shows. And I will say, too, about this whole wearable art thing, if you are shy but you want to meet people, I agree with Joan. Wearable art is a great conversation starter. I've had at least 4 people ask me about this jacket already.
Yeah.
Because it's so unique. That's cool. And it's so different. And so it just... really gives you a sense of confidence at the same time while supporting a local artisan.
Wearable art. All right, cool. Thanks, Mel. We really appreciate it. Loved it, and I love that color on you. It's beautiful. This is The First Day. The news is next on 93 WIBC and WIBC.com.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45. And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.